You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Audio description is a vital service for many blind and partially sighted people when watching television. With the 11th of March edition of Match of the Day being without commentary, this left many blind and partially sighted fans without their regular Saturday night football viewing. I'm now joined by disability activist and content creator Jürgen Donaldson to hear his views. Jürgen, thanks for joining us.
Hey, David.
So, first of all, to set the scene, how do you usually watch Match of the Day?
Well, normally upon a Saturday night, I enjoy sitting down on the sofa, watching Match of the Day, listening to the dulcet tones of Mr. Lineker, Shearer and Wright and co. And, you know, the fact that they have the commentary, they have the audio description component there as well, means that it's normally a really enjoyable and inclusive experience.
So I take it the BBC are pretty on point with their audio description most of the time.
Yeah, generally speaking, I mean, I think we would all, and I think everyone listening to this would recognise that we wish that a lot more content had audio description, had better levels content description, particularly with things like sport, right? I mean, I normally listen to the radio when it comes to live games because you very naturally get a much more descriptive level of commentary than you do on TV. But yeah, all in all, it's normally pretty good.
So this time around, with the whole Gary Lineker BBC debacle going on, various people pulling out of Match of the Day, leaving it with a pretty skeletal structure, what accessibility steps were taken by the BBC then in this production?
Well, therein lies the problem, is they took a 90-minute programme, they condensed it down to 20 minutes, and they left all of the accessibility behind. Contrary to their own broadcasting policies, put out 20 minutes of highlights with essentially background noise. All you really heard was, you could sort of hear a bit of passing going on in pieces and then some crowd celebrating, and that was it. You didn't even know when it had gone from one game to the next. You didn't know what was going on. For me personally, I have next to no vision, so wasn't even that I could broadly make out what was happening. There was absolutely nothing. They made zero attempt to in any way make sure that it could be accessible to folks like us.
I mean, this might sound like a bit of a silly question, but how did that affect your viewing experience of it?
It's fair to say it wasn't a positive one. You know, I think we all sort of rely on the BBC at times to be the one that does make a bit more effort, that does go a bit further. And I think fully understanding the rationale around why the rest of the Match of the Day team didn't feel that they could take part in the programme, I get that. We can probably spend an hour talking about the merits of all of that as an individual topic, but you know, purely in the fact that they decided to take a programme that's normally accessible and they thought it was okay to put out something that was completely inaccessible, made it, as a viewing experience, completely pointless.
So is it then a case of, if they can't present it accessibly, then simply don't present it at all? I know there's various Equality Act ramifications to that as well.
Yeah, I don't think they should have put it out. I don't believe personally that if you cannot make something inclusive for everyone to the degree that you normally do, that you put out the program. I mean, they could have made the decision to say, you know what, the best thing that we can do here is just to pull the program and to kind of come back when we're able to, because I think it set a really poor precedent for the BBC and how they behave and how they act. You know, I think, yep, there's definitely Equality Act ramifications to this, but I think as much as anything, it completely flies in the face of their own rules, of their own broadcasting policy. And for me, that's the biggest disappointment, is they do set a high bar for themselves. And here they have, I have to say, quite deliberately gone against that just to put out something for the masses.
Finally, Jürgen, where can our listeners find you online?
On Instagram, they could find me at Not Just a Blind Guy. On Twitter, it's Not Just a Blind Guy, but without a U in just. But if you search for Jürgen Donaldson, you can broadly find me on any platform, because I think I'm the only person called Jürgen Donaldson. So nice and easy.
Disability activist and content creator Jürgen Donaldson, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. A BBC spokesperson said, "We apologise to those who couldn't enjoy the programme as they normally would. We were only able to bring limited sport programming last weekend and have now resolved the issue."